Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, coming up in about 5 minutes, right here on 92.3 The Fan. Jeff Phelps along with Andy Baskin. Browns getting ready to take on the Lions. And we know their offense is going to have to put up some points. The bad thing for the Browns in this game, Browns are going to have to really pick it up on offense, and the defense is really going to have to bring down that Lion offense. So there are a lot of things that have to happen.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year, $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Yes, they are. I mean, it's going to be a total challenge on Sunday, and I'm looking forward to watching our defense against a high-powered offense like Detroit and wondering what they're going to look like in the fourth quarter. Like, I definitely think the defense can help us hang in this game, but if the offense doesn't get moving, and I've been talking about it for 45 minutes now, they got to get to 21, and I don't know that 21's enough against Detroit, even with a defense like ours. They've got to find the end zone. The wide receivers have got to step it up. The offensive line's got to step it up.
How'd you land on the number?
The quarterback's got to step up.
How'd you land on 21?
Just by going back and looking at the last 21 games, in fact, because in two of those 21 games, it's 20 points or less. And I think they only had 20 points once. Last year in the offseason, we sat around and talked about, 15, 16 points per game, dead last in the NFL. And right now, they're hovering in the bottom five again. You put 13 up and got a win last week against a really, really good Green Bay team. And everyone thinks we got kind of lucky. We did. First 2 weeks of the season, your defense played well enough to win. In game number two, you gave up 21, just super awkward special teams, offensive points that were basically handed to the Ravens. So I can't blame the defense for game number two. And the defense, without a doubt, played well enough to win game number one.
Yanni is in Mentor. Hello, Yanni.
Yanni!
What's going on?
Hey, man.
Quick question for you guys. If you're at quarterback and you're in Uncle Joe's shoes, 3rd and 8, 2-minute warning, game on the line, you've got to find a receiver right in the hands. Who are you choosing to go to that you can rely on?
He proved it last week.
They are going to catch it.
Yeah, it's David Njoku. I know David had some. Harold Fannin might be your other guy. I'm going to one of my tight ends.
That's the guy. I agree with you. That's the answer I was looking for. I appreciate you guys.
There you go. Well done, Yanni.
The answer I had. Answer I had as well.
Then again, if you asked me, even if we had the greatest wide receivers on earth, I'd tell you to go to the tight end. So
either that or you'd put a long snapper out there.
That's true. I might let a long snapper play fullback in that position.
Terry's in Euclid. Welcome, Terry.
What up, Terry?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
You are.
A couple things. First of all, is that legal that they could – I mean, I guess it's legal because it happened – but there's no penalty called, and they still can call 12 men on the field?
100%. You are allowed to challenge 12 members on the field every time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That shocked me at the game Sunday, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
But this is the thing, though. They should have picked up a veteran wide receiver in the offseason. And if anything, just to teach these guys, the nuances of playing wide receiver.
Amen,
they just
Terry.
They don't have any veterans in the room. And a lot of people, I talked to some of my friends, and I said, they should have picked up Hopkins. He's washed up. He's washed up. It's not about whether he's washed up. He still can catch the ball, and he can teach these guys what to do. I just don't understand why we have not done that. Well, we had Amari Cooper. That was the one. And look what our receivers did when Amari Cooper was here. They were actually much better. So, I mean, I just don't understand why we relying on young guys to pick it up. And we look across the league, everybody has young guys. and Cedric Tillman, this is his third year, right?
It's time.
He hasn't picked it up by now.
Yeah, I thought that too.
When is he going to pick it up?
It's time, Terry. I mean, think he's coming around, to be honest with you.
Got to get him the ball, though. That's everything, too.
I do like Cedric. Remember, Keenan Allen was out there, too. And
I mean, I'm just saying, a veteran guy just to teach these guys the nuances of running routes and everything, not just on the field, but off the field, too, and how to train, everything.
Well, it would help,
like
Terry.
They want to do that.
It would help, but in order for a veteran to have an impact, he has to be able to contribute on the field. I mean, I've had too many people in pro sports tell me that. You bring a veteran in and he can't play anymore, why would I listen to him? I've heard that. You know, that's not a real helpful thing to most teams. Those guys are called coaches. So in that situation, if you're a veteran like DeAndre Hopkins, now, he hasn't caught a lot of balls this year, but boys, he made some plays, huh? How could he have not helped this team? He would have been terrific on this team. And I think that's exactly what they're missing. It would help Jerry Jeudy because there'd be another guy there. It would help Cedric Tillman, you know, because there'd be another guy there. And then from your aspect, Terry, yeah, somebody else who could help impart wisdom and watch and see. But if you can't produce on the field, most of the time, players don't really gravitate towards you anyway.
Yeah, I mean, OBJ, I mean, we've had veteran guys in here before, right? And it's just got to be someone that can have an impact. And you've been talking about this for how many years now, Jeff?
Too many.
How many years? They need another wide receiver. They need our wide receiving core is what it is. I was hoping for a lot more out of Jamari Thrash, too. But again, is it on Jamari? Is it the offensive line? Is it the quarterback? Is it Jamari? I don't know. But I do know this offense has got to get moving in the air. Otherwise, you know, you're going to start leaning on Judkins a lot more than we did in week one. I mean, I'm asking for a lot out of a rookie, too. Because Judkins seems to be the spark that this team has been missing. At least we saw that last week.
I'm just curious as to how this offense can pick it up a little bit. That's the one thing that I'm wondering about. And can that, here's the thing, can that happen with Joe Flacco at quarterback? And can that happen if you decide to make a quarterback switch?
Yeah, does it matter who the quarterback
well,
is?
In this situation, Andy, the same. I don't think so. I don't think that Kenny Pickett is the answer to anything drastic.
Mm-hmm.
But
man, could he have been?
I sure would like to turn to him now. If he weren't the starter, you know, if Flacco had started the season, I'd sure love to turn to Pickett
Kenny
right
was
now.
Still here. Yeah.
Let's bring in our buddy, Browns beat reporter Daryl Ryder, who's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, D.
Daryl. Hello, boys.
How are you?
I was good until like I heard Jeff talking about wishing Kenny Pickett was here.
Who would you rather have?
I don't know. I don't think that there's really any good options, to be honest with you.
Which is why I would have gone for the younger, experienced guy, but that's okay, Daryl. I get your thought.
Hey, listen, you know what? They're keeping the old guys employed, Jeff. That's always a good thing, right?
I'm all for it, Daryl.
I swear that was not a stray. I swear, Jeff, you didn't catch a stray there.
I'm all for it, Daryl. Thank you.
That might have been a double chat right to the chest.
It's really nice of you. It's my boy, Daryl, right there. My boy, Daryl. It's a TV show waiting to happen. My boy, Daryl. That said, Daryl.
Yeah.
16, 17, 13.
Yeah.
That's a big output for a baseball team and a lousy output for a football team.
Yeah, not going to get it done against the Lions team that scored 90 in the last 2 weeks. And you're sitting here saying, can the Browns score 90 in a month? Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is, but you know what? You know, football's a funny game. Maybe this is the week that the Browns offense busts through.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Realistically, what does the Browns defense need to do to hold back that offense for Detroit? You're right. They've scored 90 points. We can't get to 20. On paper, right, this thing looks brutal walking into it, but no one thought they were going to beat the Packers last week. So I don't know if that's a game plan or not, but no one thinks. But
Well, this is the challenge for the Browns defensively is you're not playing a three-down offense. You're not going to be able to celebrate getting that third down stop. Detroit, in addition to all the trickeration and things, the misdirection that they do offensively with Jared Goff, and of course they've got the two hammers in the backfield too. But you're playing a four down offense. Like, that's the reality here. Is you can't even celebrate getting off the field on third down. Because Detroit goes for it. They've converted 7 of 8 on fourth down this year. Just absolutely incredible. They went for it 3 or 4 times last week and were perfect. It's just I haven't seen anything like that. So the key, I think, for the Browns defensively is they're going to have to not just be physically tough. They're going to have to be mentally tough. And they're going to have to make sure that, they're not doing too much celebrating. Talking to Denzel Ward and Grant Delpit in the locker room, they both acknowledged that, hey, last week they got caught with 12 men on the field trying to get a guy off the field in time. So they recognize that opponents are picking up on their propensity to celebrate after plays. And trying to take advantage of that by running a faster pace offense against them and whatnot. So I think, yes, it's a physical challenge against the Lions, but I think this is going to be the most mentally challenging game for the Browns to date. Hmm.
Daryl Ryder joining us. Daryl, I think we've seen since Quinshon Judkins has been here for 2 games now, I think we can see a path to where this team might be able to run the ball a little more productively. And I think that's good. How do you see this going moving forward? Do you think it's going to be like what we saw against Green Bay, where Quinshon had all but one of the carries in the game? Right. Is this going to be a one-back system, or is it going to be a copycat of the Lions where, they're kind of splitting carries, or is there going to be some other mix there?
I think they'd like to split, but you got to go with the hot hand, right? And Quinshon is the hot hand. Samson's been great catching the ball out of the backfield, which is, obviously been positive. I mean, the first couple of weeks, that's how they tried to generate something, using the running backs. They had to throw the ball. They couldn't run with it. I think that, just pounding Quinshon on the ground, he seems to be, the most consistent offensive player, and he's only played 2 games.
Yeah. If I'm Dylan Sampson, I'm thinking, hey, remember me, guys? I'm the guy you gave the ball to in game one.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah. I would like to see more of him, Daryl.
Well, he had, I think it was like 6 catches for 61 yards in week one or something like that. I mean, it was in that ballpark.
He was productive.
It was productive, but that was the only way they could be productive. Now you get Q, you get him on the field, and your rushing average just like tripled. Like they went from 1.5 to 2 yards in a cloud of dust to 4, 5, and 6 yards a carry. And the other thing too is Judkins, runs of 31 and 38 yards. Like, you're getting the big poppers too with him, and just generating those big plays has been really difficult for this offense. And if they're, Judkins has been the one player to give them, multiple big plays. So I do have to figure that he's going to be featured quite a bit in this week's game plan against a very physical Lions team.
Daryl, thank you, bud. We know you're busy out in Berea. Thanks for making the time to be with us.
Thanks, Daryl.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.